Thine is the power. Day 28. Bible reading from Matthew. Chapter 28. Verses 16 to 20.
Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen."
The second point in our outline of these final phrases is, a Christian should be confident in the power of God. The first phrase speaks of the authority under which we live. The second phrase reminds us of the adequacy of the power under which we live. We know we need help to enable us to live for Christ. We need power to stand where we would otherwise fail. We need power to speak where often we would remain silent. We need power to love, to care, and to go where otherwise we would not go. For all of this, as the chorus says, there is power in the name of Jesus. It is adequate for any situation. But remember, that power has been given to every Christian, every believer. It has been given to us in the person of the Holy Spirit. Christ said, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you." Every believer received the Holy Spirit when he or she accepted Christ as Savior. He is there indwelling that life now. He is there to make real to each of us what Christ has made possible. Is he being allowed to do the work he came to do? I say it reverently, the Holy Spirit does not operate automatically in our lives. He will only do what we allow him to do. True, he will work to bring us to the place of yieldedness, but he will not work unless we allow him to do so. We wonder at times why we fail. It is because we have tried to do something in our own strength. Instead, we should be relying on the Holy Spirit's power. Before we attempt any work for the Lord, we need to spend time in prayer asking that God the Holy Spirit will be free to do the work he comes to do. He wants to do it through and in God's children. He will do it if we will allow him. What is the secret? I believe it is a daily, even hourly attitude of yielding to Christ and the indwelling Spirit. Lord Jesus, I give myself to you for this day that your Holy Spirit may have his way in me today. Make that your morning prayer. Thine, not mine, is the power.